Beyond the Bunny, the real true story of Easter. Well, I like that Jesus prayed in the beginning, but I'm still not sure why any of this should matter to me. Maybe if I watch a little bit more.
Did you hear what that kid just said? She's not sure why Easter should matter to her.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
She just needs to watch a little more of what we're trying to do. I'm sure it was nothing personal.
Hey, kid! In your TV! Yeah! I'm talking to you!
Hey!
What?
You're talking to me? You can see me?
Of course we can see you. You can see us, can't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, come on over a little closer. Closer. Closer.
Lean in a little
closer.
Thank you.
all knew each other.
We're inside a television set, for crying out loud.
Yeah, we didn't meet until the end of season one.
Yeah, even though we aren't real, the characters that we portray are very real.
We want to tell his story and our stories of how we met him.
We want to tell you and everyone who will listen just how great Jesus was.
Yeah, Jesus changed my whole life and my whole world on the same day. I was one sick kid.
What was wrong with you?
Demons!
Flea bombs?
Possessed!
He had a pest? He was...
I was demon possessed!
Wow, that's...
Crazy, wicked? Yeah, it was pretty bad, all right. The demons tormented me day and night. And then Jesus ran to my dad, and he told him that he needed help. And so Jesus came, and before I knew it, Jesus had cast the demons out, and I'm completely normal!
Or as normal as getting is ever going to be anyway.
Very funny. But really, I don't know what I would have done if Jesus hadn't come and changed my life. The people said that when Jesus came to be baptized, John the Baptist called him the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world.
We understood the importance of the Lamb because they were sacrificed for our sins.
Yeah, it was like when Jesus came and John was talking to him, and he said that he was the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. It was like he knew he was going to be sacrificed for us.
Then Jesus picked me up and said, no one should keep a child from coming to him.
It's pretty cool how Jesus paid so much attention to the little kids when everybody else was like, they should be seen and not heard and stuff.
The best part was when Jesus said his kingdom was made up of people who believed and trusted in him. That's the way he wanted it then, and that's how he wants it now. He wants people to trust in him like a child.
Jesus was found guilty, convicted, and sentenced to die on a cross.
Right.
The soldiers beat Jesus very badly and pretended to crown him king. The procession started with Jesus trying to carry his own cross to where he was going to die.
A procession? Kind of like the parade the Sunday before, only this time no one was singing his praises.
I saw Jesus as I was standing with my father, and suddenly Jesus fell and couldn't go another step. The soldiers made my father carry Jesus' cross. And it was really awful, and I was pretty scared.
Were any of the rest of you there?
Well, everyone pretty much deserted Jesus that day. And the worst part of it is, he didn't even do it because he had to. He did it because he wanted to, so that he could save us. And that includes you too, Amy.
Oh.
Even Peter, one of Jesus' closest friends, deserted Jesus. He even denied who Jesus was.
But why would he do that?
Doubt? Fear? The reason doesn't matter. What matters is when people mess up, Jesus is there to help them.
So whatever I've done,
Jesus wants to forgive you for it. That's why that story matters so much.
Jesus wants you to know that what he did for you on the cross was for you. He died in your place.
He wants you to believe that you can't do anything to save yourself. All you can do is believe what he's already done.
He wants you to know that he has the power to do anything, and he wants to help you through anything.
And he wants you to use what he's given you to help others.
And that's why this story matters so much to you today.
Well, what about you? I know everybody's story but yours.
Well, I think my story's the best one. You see, well, I died. So I was sick, and my father went to Jesus to ask him for help. But these people came to my father and were like, "Hey, she's already dead. It's too late." So Jesus came to my house anyway, and he took me by the hand, and he brought me back to life.
No way.
Way.
Jesus has power even over death, and he showed that in my life and others, but most importantly in his. After he was crucified, he laid in the tomb for 3 days, and then he came out of the grave and came back to life. And now we have the hope that if we put our trust in him, we can spend eternity with him in heaven.
Ready? One, two.
needs to see this story, or at least hear this story, maybe that starts with me. The true amazing story of Easter is just as important now as it was 2,000 years ago. Jesus came, lived, and died, and then rose again. When we believe that, and when we give our lives to Him, it changes everything. We're alive forever, and it's all because of Jesus.